Hello, it's Wednesday, January the 5th, and we're in Revelation chapter 6 and verses 1 to 8 and the so-called four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yesterday, I gave you perhaps a somewhat controversial explanation of the first horse and its rider with a bow going forth, conquering and to conquer, not Jesus, as you might expect it to be, but actually Satan disguised as Jesus, if you like, a false Christ. And I think that becomes clearer as we now look, picking it up at verse 3, because the second horse is a red horse, and he takes peace from the earth. The rider is given permission to take peace from the earth. He brings war, and people should slay one another, the text says, and he has a great sword in his hand. And it's a reminder of the prophecy of Jesus that there will be wars and rumors of wars and violence in the city. That was true in John's time. It's most certainly true in our time. Read the headlines this morning, and there's violence in the city. And Satan has his eyes set on bringing the church down by making Christians doubt and lose their faith. In verse 5, the third seal is broken, and this time it's a black horse and a pair of scales in his hand. Now, in times of famine, food was rationed using scales, and that's the imagery that's being employed here. And in verse 6, and this is actually Jesus speaking, and I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and wine. And it's a depiction of famine, of economic deprivation, with a quart of wheat being enough food for a family for a day and three quarts of barley being enough food for 3 days for a family. But the prices are somewhere between 8 and 18 times. Well, you've heard the word inflation of late. That's exactly what's happening here. It's a warning to the early church, as it is a warning to us, that if you live out and out for Christ, as these early Christians were doing, you can face economic deprivation. And the early church found it very difficult to be in business because of their testimony to Christ. And there's a lot of evidence of that in the first and second century. So John is speaking not of events just prior to the second coming, but he's actually speaking about events that were actually taking place in his own time. But it can equally be applicable to us. There's a cost in serving Christ. Well, we'll look at the fourth horse tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.